prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 23 June 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I canceled tonight's guest. He'll be on the 8th because I want to talk to you tonight, just you and I. Now, most people that know me know that I like to joke around and laugh and have a good time. But tonight, let's get serious. Let's get really serious. Let's get Bible prophecy serious. Okay? Now, some of y'all ain't going to like what I got to say. Some of you will. I can't choose who likes what and who doesn't. That's none of my business. My business is to teach what the book says and let the chips fall where they may. This has been on my mind for the last 2 or 3 days. Try and put together the process in which way I should bring this message forward tonight and how to lay it out in sequence to make most sense to listeners. But I'm going to say this up front. Folks, I'm not joking on this at all. If this offends you, go listen to somebody else. For the last 3 months, so I've been trying to get people to trust me to buy from us. I can't give it away. For $39.95, a 3-hour Bible prophecy teaching that I did on the U.S. or America, if you want to say America, in prophecy. Along with that teaching, I offered a free book entitled The New Jerusalem is Not the Old Jerusalem. And the outline of from where I got the teaching from a guy that put together a very well written outline. I've did everything in my power to make people understand that this teaching is so important to understand these last days we're living in right now. Now, you say, preacher, are you saying last days? Last days started clear back in the book of Acts, folks. So, yes, I'm saying last days. Are these the last of the last days? I don't know the times. I don't teach a kind of prophecy. That isn't my business. But he put together a teaching that I will say this as simply as I possibly can. You will never understand prophecy for the real Israel and the battle with Gog and Magog until you understand what I taught. A 3-hour lesson, a book, an outline for $39.95. You'll never understand what's going on in the Middle East or Russia or China or anywhere else in this prophecy, until you get your head, and I had to get my head out of this, so I'm just telling you the truth. I had my head so far stuck in dispensationalism, I didn't know my butt from a hole in the ground. And that's the truth. I was so eat up with dispensationalism, the rapture theory, Israel, the land in the Middle East, was Israel, God's chosen people, and we had to protect him and work with them, and I was so eat up at that. A teaching that started, folks, clear back in the 1800s. It didn't happen overnight. It happened in slow but sure increments. This teaching started back in the 1800s. Started with a group of people that started this dispensationalist teaching. And John Nelson Darby brought it to America and spread it around. And later Cyrus Scofield wrote the Scofield Reference Bible. Scofield, by the way, was a scoundrel. He was a womanizer. He was a liar. He was a reprobate. I said it as clear as I could. How did I know that? I studied it and found out. How did I know about Scofield Bible? Folks, I used to have one. I was a Baptist. Baptists have Scofield Bibles. But he misled people so well, and they believed him, that he's got them so confused that they can't see the truth of the Scriptures because of his teachings. Now, I'm telling you the truth. So this teaching that I am trying with everything in me to get people to understand is false because I believed it myself, and I am not ashamed to say I was deceived. I was deceived, but I was willing to learn the truth and lay aside that deception when I heard the truth. Now, I didn't back away overnight because I didn't learn overnight. I am offering you a 3-hour teaching to show you the truth about who Israel is and what the prophecy says about what's happening right now. That's about as close as I can put it, as clear as I can put it. Now, you do with it what you want. If you're still going to sit around and play the games of Zionism and once saved, always saved, and waiting for the rapture, you listen to the wrong preacher, folks. I ain't going to tickle your ears. I just ain't going to do it. First off, the teaching's available if you want it. Just have a call and ask for it. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, please call us for a toll line. It does save us money. 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448. Now, I'm going to lay it flat on the line tonight, like I said I was going to. If you get mad, don't call me, don't talk to me. I hate it. I really mean it. I'm not doing this to make you mad. But Christ made a lot of people mad at him, not to crucify him by telling the truth, so that's what I'm going to do too. If you haven't noticed it by now, it's because you haven't been looking. Trump is a liar. He's probably been a liar most of his life. I'm not going to get into the lies he's told us already. Surely you see it already. Trump is a liar. He got elected on lies. He's a liar. Let's just get over that and move on. And now the United States, and this isn't new. This happened long before Trump. The U.S. and this nation we call Israel have become the leading terrorist nations in the world. They are the leading conspiratory nations in the world. I don't care who you think it is. Compared to us and Israel, China and Russia must blush. We are the leading conspiratory nations in the world. Clear back as far as 1967, a year that I went into the military, Johnson tried to have Israel sink the USS Liberty. Didn't happen by the grace of God. People testified to what happened. It was a setup to get us in a war with Egypt clear back then. We've been lied to, folks, so many times that you would think after a couple of After one generation, the next generation forgets what's happened because the previous generation didn't tell them the truth to begin with. So they forget what happens. They don't know what happened. So they just understand that they think they can trust our government after all they elected him. Trump runs the landslide just like other Republicans did, and sometimes Democrats. But all through all administrations, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Now, let me make a couple points here very clearly and quickly to move on. Now, sooner or later, you're going to have to accept the truth. I hope you know it before Judgment Day. But the truth is the truth. You can track it out if you want to, any way you want to. But that doesn't change it. Christ himself told the Pharisees and Sadducees that they were the children of their father, the devil. And I think he meant that literally. I don't think he just meant spiritually. I think he meant it literally. I think they were spawns of Satan somehow. They become so evil in Babylon. And even if they weren't, they were so evil that Christ said, your father is the devil. He's the father of all liars, and you're liars. These Jews at that time, and I'm saying like it is, I'm going to show you in a minute, hated Christ. They're the ones that had him crucified. No, the other tribes weren't there. Israel was not there. Judah was part of Israel. Judah's still part of Israel. But Judah is not all Israel. Understand this. I'm an American. I'm also a West Virginian. There are 50 states, no matter what Obama tried to say, there are 50 states in this country. And we're all Americans, should be, but we're all not West Virginians. The same thing when it comes to the tribes of Israel. Actually, 13 tribes of Israel. You can name them. We take time to go through them sometime. But understand this. The one little nation that they call themselves Israel is not Israel. It may be part of Israel, at least some of it may be, but the masses there aren't even Jews. I'm going to prove it to you. They're deceivers. But to just show you what happened when they had Christ crucified, the Roman authorities, Pilate, did not want to crucify Christ. He did everything in his power not to crucify him. He was overridden by the Jews. Now you say, preacher, are you going to become an anti-Jew? I'm anti-evil. I don't care who it is. I don't care whether they're Jews or Baptists or Methodists. I don't care whether they're blacks or whites. I don't care. I'm anti-perversion and evil. But in Matthew 27, verse 22, says, Pilate said unto them, what shall I do with this Jesus which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. And the government said, why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Now, folks, pay attention. I didn't write this. This is straight from the Word of God. Then answered all the people and said, these are the Jews at the time, his blood be on us and on our children. They cursed themselves right there on the spot. You don't have to like it. I can't help it. It's truth. It's truth. And to further prove something here, that these, the ones now that call themselves Jews as a mass, not all of them, but as a mass, they're not Jews. Revelation chapter 2, read it for yourself. He says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Now, it's really interesting that exactly a chapter later, Revelation verse 9, he said again, behold, I'll make them of the synagogue Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Read that for yourself. He said twice, these people are the synagogue of Satan. Now, I'm not done yet. If you turn your Bible over to 1 John chapter 4, you read something right there. Getting there as quick as I can get the Bible turned there. 1 John chapter 4, listen very carefully. I didn't write this. Now pay attention. The ones that call themselves Jews today and back then hate Christ. Not all of them. Some of them are born again believers like you and I are. They're going to the same place we are, and to glorify our Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. But most of them are antichrist. How can I say that? 1 John 4, verse 3. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come into flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. It is in the world. It is in the world. But he said, anyone who denies Christ come in the flesh is an antichrist. Their Christ hasn't come yet. They're looking for him to come yet. The Christ we know, they say, is burning in dung and urine, waste and hail, boiling, continually in feces and urine. They hate him, and they hate Christians. Now that is a fact. Now, I'll tell you this. We're going to go a little bit more detail in just a minute. But I want to tell you something that maybe y'all don't know. I have an article in front of me here by Timothy Shoemaker entitled, We Were the First Christians. Palestinian believers question America's evangelical support for Israel. The Palestinians were the first people to follow Christ when he came to earth. To bring forth the kingdom of God. Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. And I'll say this and move on. Iran has the fastest growing Christian population in the world. Could that be a coincidence? Folks, I have tons of proof I could share, but I can't get it all in 1 hour. I'm just trying to tell you that we are being set up to fulfill prophecy. Now, it's going to happen sooner or later. It has to happen. It's prophesied. But should we not be warning other people this is coming and why it's coming? Is not my job as a watchman to share? And how about your job? To tell your family. You know, it's amazing. I can't get my own family to watch this teaching. I cannot get my own family to watch this teaching. Amazing, isn't it? Let me read you something. I want to read something to you. Most Jews do not like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer. Who said that? Some anti-Semitic? Well, maybe. Harold Wallace Rosenthal, senior aide to Jewish Senator Jacob Javits. Again, he said, most Jews do not like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer. Another gentleman said, I am 100% positive that Israel was behind the 9/11 attacks. Who would say that? What a wicked thing to say. Dr. Alan Sobrowski, the Jewish Director of Studies at the Army War College on 9/11/2001. Now, here's one you may want to pay attention to. My opinion of Christian Zionists, he said, my opinion of Christian Zionists. Now, pay attention. They're scum. But don't tell them that. We need all the useful idiots we can get right now. Repeat that again. My opinion of Christian Zionists, they're scum. But don't tell them that. We need all the useful idiots we can get right now. Now, who would say something like that about Christians who believe that Israel in the Middle East is the right one? Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, present in New York City on 9/11 and London during the 7/7 subway bombings. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Netanyahu, one of the most evil men that ever walked the face of the earth, said that Christian Zionists are scums, but they're useful idiots. Now, if you've been believing all the time, as I did for years, that this Israel we call in the Middle East is Israel, are God's chosen people, after I just read you what they said about themselves in the Bible, They curse themselves. After what God himself, read it for yourself, it's all red letters in Revelation 2 and 3, that they're not Jews. They're fake Jews. They're the synagogue of Satan. Now, no, I keep repeating this because people say, well, he said Jews. No, I said the fake Jews. But here we are. Trump swore up and down he's going to end this war in one day. Soon he got in office the next day to end this war. And Russia, too. And, of course, Ukraine. Trump is a liar. Now, folks, he knew he couldn't do it. And everybody said, well, he didn't have time. Well, I don't care what you say. He said he's going to do it. So he got elected on that premise. One of the premises anyway. So here we are. Trump just sent out bombers to bomb three sites in Iran that they say have nuclear capabilities. It's really strange. How many of y'all know this? That Netanyahu was saying 20 years ago that Iran was 2 weeks away from a atomic bomb, a nuclear bomb. 20 years ago, he was saying that already. And since 1980, Americans have been saying that. They're a couple weeks away from a nuclear bomb. And yet, Trump's head of intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, said they don't have a bomb. They're not trying to make a bomb. The leaders of Iran themselves have said many times, we're not interested in making a bomb. Whether they are lying or not, I don't know about that. But we had no solid proof. Where's it at? Why did he bring it forward? Just like, remember Bush Jr. went into Iraq and he was going after weapons of mass destruction? Remember that time he's up on the podium speaking to people, looking under the podium, looking under the tables? There's got to be some of those weapons of mass destruction somewhere. They use that as an excuse to go into Iraq. And I have articles that will be in this month's magazine. If you want to receive July's Minute Man magazine, you'll read an article that will prove to you that this move on Iran was planned many years ago. Oh, yeah, it's in there. This isn't new. If you don't receive the Minuteman magazine via email, it don't cost you a penny, and you have capability of having email, you're playing games about understanding Bible. You're playing games about understanding current events. You're just playing games. I have it hard copy. I don't say that I can't prove it. I'll send it to you in a hard copy. Free! All you have to do is email me at PastorButch@start, like you start a car, startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com, and I'll put you on the list to receive July's Minuteman magazine. You can send it to all your friends online. Copy it off. I don't care. And read what I'm telling you to back up what I'm saying. Folks, I'm almost 77 years old. I've been preaching for 50 years thereabouts. On the radio going on 33 years. Why would I lie to people intentionally? And if I was being deceived all these years, people would quit supporting me many years ago. But that hasn't happened, has it? Thank God for that. I'm taking time to tell you the truth because I actually care about telling you the truth. Now, you may not want to believe what I'm saying, but that doesn't change the facts, folks. Denying the truth does not change the truth, no matter what you want to believe or not believe. Now, I'm going to read some scripture now in the book of Ezekiel 38. Out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, I'm going to read a few scriptures here. Now, I'm going to go through a history lesson that you might want to pay attention to. You might want to listen very carefully. And this is in much more detail in a 3-hour teaching they offered of the U.S. in prophecy. Yes, we're in there. And unless you know who we are in prophecy, you will not understand prophecy. As long as you believe the lies of Schofield, you'll bounce around like a BB in a boxcar, tossed back and forth every wind of doctrine. And it breaks my heart to hear men that I love and respect, because they really are fine men. I believe they're fine men of God, searching for truth, trying to stop evil, but are so deceived by these lies that's been taught to us from Darby and Schofield and others. But turn your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 38. read a few verses there. And then I'll get into a little bit of history. Then next half hour, I've had time, I'll take phone calls. As I said, I canceled tonight's guest because I want to share this with you. So you understand what's happening right now in the Middle East. Now, Trump's saying there's going to be already a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. I pray there is. I do pray there is. Young children and women are dying who had no mild intent towards anybody on both sides. And the evil leaders, especially of Israel, are still wanting to do more damage. They want to take the Middle East for themselves. Of course, you know Iran's talking to Russia now. What would that mean? Maybe nothing. I do know that China gets 60 to 70% of its oil from Iran. If Iran goes down, they're going to lose a lot of energy. And if they shut down the Straits of Hormuz, our country will suffer drastically. But see, those are side events. They're important. Don't get me wrong, they're important. But what I'm about to show you is much more important. Because this teaching can save souls if they read the Bible and believe what it says. I'm going to take time to go through it, so it may take a little while to get through this. That's okay. I've got another half hour to go. Ezekiel 38, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against them. Understand, folks, look it up for yourselves, that's Russia. It also contains about China in there also. Understand that. He said, prophesy against them. And say thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of the Meshach and Tubal. I will turn thee back. Now pay attention, because this is important. Pay attention. This is important, please. This is very important. By the way, I want you to understand that Gog and Magog contains both Russia and China. That should show you the future alliance is coming, shouldn't it? Against Israel, the real Israel. Us and most of Europe. And isn't it shaping up right now to be Europe and us against Russia and China? And I'm going to name other countries in a minute. Another country going to be part of it also. But isn't it shaping up that way right now? Isn't it strange it's in the book and no one wants to understand it and believe it? Isn't it really strange that the evidence is so clear yet no one wants to believe it? Back at the break, folks. There's a lot more to talk about. And if I had time, I'll get a phone call or two. But this is so important. Order the teaching. Now, I'm not trying to make a fortune off of it. You're ready to pay for the expenses. We're trying to help you understand where we are in time.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, Satan's army has come to kill. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's come to deceive. He's come to get people so confused they don't know what the Bible does say. They don't understand prophecy at all, and a lot of them don't want to. I understand that. I do. I'm living proof of that. We may have moved out of here 15, maybe 20 teachings I did, and I've told you about now for 3 months. I'd say 15 would be a high number. Out of thousands of people, 15?
Yeah, you're making money, preacher.
I'm going to tell you what. I'll tell you what I'll do. You come out here, and I'll give this microphone to you. You see the bills are paying. Keep it running. And see how much money you make out of this. I have never taken a dime out of this ministry unless someone says, Pastor, this is for you. Go buy your wife dinner. I've never taken money out of this ministry. I couldn't afford it if I wanted to grow and stay on the air. If you want to try the expenses of this for about a month or two, come on down and help yourself. I'll give it to you. You run it. See what you can do with it. Maybe you'll become one of those multimillionaires. I don't know, but you won't do it by telling the truth. Now, back to what I was talking to you about. I just read you, Gog and Magog, Meshach and Tubal, and who they were, and why they'll become an alliance in the last days against Israel. And he said in verse 4, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Now pay attention. Please. He said, I will turn you back, I'll put hooks in jaws. When you say bombing these nations and provoking Gog and Magog, Russia and China, could be what he's doing to put a hook in the jaws to draw them back against Israel? Could it be that? Could it be this is the way he's doing it? I do believe so. You know, I don't care how big a bully you are. You poke long enough, somebody's going to fight. They may not win, but they're going to fight. Understand this. The hook's being placed right now on the jaw. We are provoking these nations to fight. Now listen, let's go a little further here. Now pay attention. He's going to name some of the nations that are going to come against Israel in the last days. That's us and Europe, most of Europe. Persia. Most of y'all probably know who Persia is. The name changed to Iran in 1932. Yeah. As I said, it's the fastest growing Christian population in the world today. Yes, many Muslims are coming to Christ. That's true. Ethiopia, well, we know who that is. They're still the same country. And Libya are still the same country. So now we have Gog Magog, Russia, China, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, with them, all of them with shield and helmet. They're coming to war. Now, so a little further. Gomer and all her bands. Who's Gomer? Germany. That's right. Germany. Hard to believe in it. Germany will turn against America. Gomer and all his bands. The house of Togarma of the North Quarters and his bands. That is Turkey. I'm sorry, that's Armenia and Turkey. That is Armenia and Turkey turning against the last days Israel's Israelites. Turning. So we're looking now at Togarma of the North Quarters and all his bands and many people with thee. Be thou prepared for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter days thou shalt come unto the land that is brought back. Now pay attention. But come back into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people. Israel's not gathered out of many people. They're not a mixed society like as America had become. Never, not even close. Against the mountains of Israel. That's us. Which have been always waste, and they were for thousands and thousands of years until America was settled and went from east to west. But it is brought forth out of the nations. But it is brought forth out of the nations. What nation in the world brought forth out of many nations? Out of many one, right? And they shall dwell safely, all of them. And they shall dwell safely, all of them. Have we not dwelled safely in America? For 160 years, there has not been war on this continent, in America. Not war at all. After the war between the states and Northern aggression, there's not been a war in our land to speak of. A lot of bloodshed now, a lot of turmoil, a lot of frustration, a lot of hate, a lot of anger. Yes, that's true. A lot of division. That's true. Trump is one of the ones that's causing that. He's not the first by any means. No. But he's certainly one of them. Biden has caused division between moral people and immoral people. Moral against immoral. So did Obama. So did the rest of them. Clinton. It's all planned together, folks. It's coming together just like the Bible said it will. Now listen. The Israel is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely in all them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with me. With thee. Now pay attention, because I'm going to close up on this in a second. Thus saith the Lord, it shall also come to pass, at the same time shall a faint goat come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. The nation we call Israel is not unwalled by any means. Not even close. They haven't dwelt in peace since they organized to become a bastard nation. That's what they are, a bastard nation. They haven't had peace at all. So they're not unwalled. They're always on guard, 24-7. And I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely. All of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. Who is that describing? America and Europe. To take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, there he said again, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, which with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thou company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Understand that Dedan and Sheba and Tarshish are speaking of Europe. How much clearer can God make this? How much clearer can I make this? You go on and read the rest of 38 and 39, and you'll find out what happens to the nations that attack us when God's through with them. Yeah, it's in the book. But we will go through hell before that happens. And I'm watching be fulfilled every day. It doesn't surprise me what happens. Didn't surprise me at all, Trump went in. He said last week, you're going to be about 2 weeks making his mind up. I told my better half, Marsha Jean, he'll probably go in over the weekend. I didn't know that. But I suspect he would because he's a liar. He's a trick. He's as deceiving as Netanyahu. He went in. Oh, but he did good, Pastor. He stopped having a nuclear bomb. But developed a nuclear bomb. Folks, I just got through telling you that for the last 20 years and longer, it's been said they had a nuclear bomb within 2 weeks. They'll have a bomb in their hands. They've lied, and they've lied, and they've lied. They lied about the Gulf of Tonka. They lied about Pearl Harbor. They've lied so much. How dare you believe they lied about 9/11? I just read to you from one of their own people that Israel caused 9/11, and we knew about it before it got here. How much clearer can I make this? What do I have to do to convince you that you need to know these things to prepare your family for what's coming? No, I don't. I'm not telling you stock food and ammo and all. No, I'm not saying that at all. That'd be a good idea, but I'm not saying that. Preparation spiritually, mentally. So these things won't take you unawares. I wish that I had the words and the education maybe to say things in a better way that people could grab it and hang on to it and understand it even better. But folks, and I'm saying this sincerely, please don't take this as some kind of false humility, but I don't mean to be that way. I got through high school. I never was a great student. I loved to read. I did. I loved to research. I did. Still do. Maybe it's a gift that God gave me, obviously. I like to know what's going on. I like to keep on top of things. I've been called to be what I call modern-day prophet. No, I don't prophesy like Ezekiel and Isaiah and Jeremiah. That's gone forever. I take the scriptures, history, and current events and show you where we are in time today. That's a prophet, sort of prophecy. No, I'm not telling anything new. I'm just telling you what's coming up because it's lining up in the scriptures. Maybe there'll be a peace accord now. Maybe it'll last who knows how long. But the end is still coming that I just read to you. Should not we all be wise and pay heed to what thus saith the Lord God Almighty? Shouldn't we be wise to those who are deceivers, who had our Savior crucified and spit on him and beat him and mocked him and plucked his hair and did everything, plucked his beard, beat him with a whip, his ribs shown through? Shouldn't we not be deceived by these people that have caused so many wars already and got us drawn in so many wars? Should we not be deceived along with those who attack our ships, attack our cities in New York and other places? Shouldn't we be beyond being deceived by these people any longer? Now, you don't have to believe anything I told you. You don't have to believe anything I've told you tonight. But if you have the gumption, if you have the courage, if you have the true desire, and if you're really Christian enough, search it out for yourself. Search it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. Study it. Discern it. Hey, you don't have to go to the library anymore. If you can have somebody to help you with a computer and even a cell phone, ask them, please tell me who Gomer is in the Bible and Ezekiel 38, who Persia is, who the other nations are mentioned. Who are they in modern day terms? Who are they? Look for yourself. Look up about Pearl Harbor. I have an offer of paper here for $10. I offer a little paper about $10. I paste postage and handling, folks. That tells you about all the deception of Pearl Harbor. I have it right here in front of me right now. in the files on my desk. No one orders it much, but it's here. I had the War Powers Act that was brought into power under Roosevelt back in 1920s that declared all American citizens enemies of the state. That's how they brought on all these regulations and rules, because we're under a War Powers Act. I have been ever since 1930s. I got a copy. I can get that to you. It's, I don't think, like 30 pages long. Send me a gift away and cover $20, whatever, cover that. The printing of it and get it out of here. I'll send a copy of it. See, what I'm telling you, I have researched. It is my job as a watchman, as a pastor, as a Christian, a truly born again, blood bought child of the living God, to tell you the truth and warn you. Your blood will not be on my hands. Ezekiel 33 says, if I don't tell you, the blood's on my hands. The enemy, folks, is not at the gate. The enemy is within us. He's all around us. If you start preaching what I'm preaching right now in most places, you'll be asked to leave the church that you're in right now. That's a fact. You'll be asked to leave those churches because they don't want to hear what you have to say. I know that this sounds very crude and maybe disheartening to a point, but it doesn't change the fact that it's Bible. You're going to be asked to leave, and you're going to have a hard time convincing people that you're telling the truth, because it's going to make them hate you. It's just like you did our Savior. It's going to make them hate you for what you've tried to show them, because it's outside their comfort zone. They've been taught a lie so long, it's hard to accept the truth. Now, that is what's happened in most cases today. What's happening right before my eyes when I offer these teachings, all these things from Pearl Harbor to enemies, War Powers Act, we're all enemies of the state, to the teachings offered on U.S. and prophecy. All these are available here, and very few want them. And all of them you can recopy. Not for it won't cost you. Hey, you get a set of the DVDs for $39. You can make all the copies you want. They're not copyrighted. The articles I send you in the news magazine, free. You can copy if you want and share. In this upcoming news magazine, you'll find out the weather control started clear back in 1891. I got it right there. It'll be there this month's magazine with a patent number. In 2001, they got a patent out for controlling hurricanes and tornadoes and how to guide them. Oh, yes, that's a fact. You'll see it with their own patent number. Now, I'm going to take a couple phone calls. You won't call. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Now, you may be calling in tonight. You may be getting on a list with this radical preacher that's been interviewed by the FBI 3 times, called before a federal grand jury once, had his tires nuts loose on his cars more than once, had tie rod ends taken loose on both wheels same time, had his wheel fall off the car and pass the car driving down the highway. That's who you should be talking to. The one that they threatened to burn down one of the radio stations he was on back in the 90s. They threatened to burn down his house. That's why I carry a gun. After what happened in Michigan a couple days ago, that's why I tell Christians to carry guns to church. Oh, I do. But you see, Christians are too good for that. They're just goody-goody too good for that. They don't want to get involved. They can't do that. Well, that's not Christian, Pastor. Of course it isn't. Let them kill your children. And that's more Christian than taking them out yourself, right? Take the evil ones out. Let them kill your children, your wife, or whatever. Man, nothing to be ashamed of. Just go ahead and cower in your corner and play church and play with your hymn bow and suck on your pacifier. You'll be all right. Don't pay attention to what I'm saying. It scares you. I realize that. So just go back in the little church you go to and cuddle up there with the people and plan the next chicken dinner. And don't worry about prophecy. Don't worry about the truth. Don't worry about spreading it to anybody. It's not your job, is it? Oh, my. Well, let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call. You know, the one thing, too, I remember reading in Scripture is that it says that Israel will be overrun by the Gentiles. It seems to me that happened in 1947 with these Khazarians who call themselves Jews, but who are not Jews, but are the synagogue of Satan, because at that time, Israel had the true lineage of Abraham there through Ishmael, because Israel screwed up so bad that God gave that land over to Ishmael's family. And then in 1947, these people out of Ukraine, mostly out of Ukraine and out of Europe as well, said, oh, we're Jews too. We want to go back to our promised land, which they weren't Jews. They're just religious Jews. Now, the teaching that you taught, I sat through that, personally sat through that for 3 hours, and that was one of the best teachings I ever had. But David J. Smith, I read about this, you know, America being Mr. Israel, and all through Europe being Israel, and it goes such a deep history that, you know, back to the children of the northern tribes migrating north, northeast, which would be Ireland, Scotland, and England.
Yep.
The Caucasus Mountains.
Yep.
And it's history. When Jesus said to the apostles, go to the lost tribes of Israel, he wasn't talking about the Jews. He was talking about Europe. It's recorded that Jesus was in Europe at times, you know, ministering as well.
I agree.
It's recorded history.
Joe, I hate to jump. You're right on. I got calls coming in. I don't get 5 minutes left. But thanks for calling, Joe. Right. Appreciate it. Thanks. All right, let's go next to Michigan and talk to April. April, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay. I just want to raise a couple points related to your talk.
Okay.
All right. Jesus had each of Jesus' apostles were from the 12 tribes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who was the one who ended up betraying him?
That's true. Good point.
Yeah. The representative of the tribe of Judah, Judas.
Good point.
I just wanted to raise that because nobody ever brings it up.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good point. Wow. Let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and I would ask everyone to please consider supporting Call to Decision Ministry by getting Pastor Butch's teachings on Israel and the end times. And he's got a catalog, so just call and ask for a catalog and order some of the Pastor Butch's teachings about who Israel is and about the end times and the things he was talking about tonight. And if you don't mind me plugging something that I saw today, Pastor Butch, from Pastor Jerry Barrett, he's
sure.
got a 4-DVD set, almost probably over 4.5 hours, called Sacrificing Liberty, that talks about how way back in the time of Lyndon Baines Johnson, that they tried to get us into World War III with nuclear weapons going off all over the place because we had a bunch of U.S. Planes ready to go and help sink, supposedly to save the Liberty, but they were going to blame it on the Egyptians.
Yes.
And LBJ wanted to start World War III by having the U.S. come in with nuclear bombs on the side against on the side of Israel against Egypt and
right.
Gamal Abdel Nasser. And let's not forget that they've had joint military exercises gone on like crazy in the Mediterranean Sea, in the Eastern Mediterranean Sea, with both North Korea, Russia, and China. Joint
yep.
naval exercises. So
that's
this
right.
thing has a chance of blowing spiraling out of it, the horrible thing that of a World War III. So, Pastor Butch, thank you for your teachings, and people, please support Pastor Butch. God bless you, Pastor Butch.
Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it so much. Thanks so much for the call. You call real quick, folks. Got time for one more call. If you hurry, 717-300-1698. Folks, I don't teach these things to upset you. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you this is happening. That's my calling. Has been for a long time. I've been running out of churches for teaching what I'm teaching right now. No, not this specific issue. The other things I taught about what's happening in the world, current events, everything. I've been running out of church. Listen, you run me out of church, you won't be getting it. Won't be the first time for me. That's why I didn't never get called to preach in churches, because I'm not afraid to tell what the book says. As long as we play around with man's games and lies spread by Darby and Schofield and others, they're not by any means by themselves. As long as we buy the lies of these false Jews and buy the lies from our politicians like Trump and Biden and all of them, every cotton picking one of them have lied to us. Every one of them. Since I've been alive anyway. And I've been here since 1948. Understand this. America is going to be judged. As Israel is going to be judged. As prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Show your friends and family the Bible and the truth. Maybe you have better luck getting your family to listen to it than what I can. I can't get mine to listen. I think they love and respect me, but I can't get them to listen to these things because maybe they don't want to. Maybe they go to other churches where it's not being taught. I don't know what the reason is. But folks, there's a lot more to being a Christian than just being saved and loving Christ. A lot more. A whole lot more. A child that's born into your family doesn't stay a child forever. He has to grow. He or she has to grow up and become a responsible adult, or he's not fulfilling his role as an individual. Same thing for a Christian. So you can take it, I guess, if you want, and run with it, or take it and throw it in the trash can, whatever you want to do. I told you the truth as I was told to tonight, and here we sit. The next move is yours. You can call toll-free number tomorrow, or the teaching, or the information about Pearl Harbor, about anything you want, we offer it here. About the War Powers Act, we're all under. It's available. All you have to do is call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And Faith answers the phone. She doesn't, she'll call you back and tell her what you want. If she doesn't know the price, she'll find out from me. I'll get it to her. But folks, I've done the best I can tonight. May God bless you with the courage to believe it and stand on the truth. See you tomorrow night. See you tonight.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.